Hi, it's Rabbi Jim Egolf. Thank you so much for joining me this week. Well, this week I'm going to play the sermon that I actually used on the Bema this past Friday night. And we're going to talk a little bit about Vayishlach. We're going to talk a little bit about Hanukkah. We're going to talk about which Hanukkah we might want to be thinking about observing. And, well, we're going to try to answer the question, can I interest you in Hanukkah? But before you say yes, we're going to find out which Hanukkah I'm going to be talking about. Anyway, I thank you so much for joining me. You can email me at ravjim@aol.com, or you can call me on my Skype line at 610-624-3441. Again, thank you for listening. Shalom. For a variety of reasons, the sermon tonight is going to be a little more unorthodox than usual. We come to the Torah portion, Vayishlach, and we find an interesting moment in Jewish history. Perhaps one of the most critical points, though, in our history. This is the Parsha where Jacob, under strange circumstances, is named Israel. In the process of wrestling with an unknown creature, who we later find out is an angel, Jacob pins the angel, and Jacob won't release the angel until the angel gives Jacob a blessing. And that blessing is that he will now be called Yisrael, because he has wrestled with God. Now, that name of God will prove important. Jacob, or now Israel, is instructed to go to a certain place, called Beth-El, as his name becomes intertwined with that of our Creator. This is from chapter 35, verse 1. Va'asa sham mizbeach, it's not my helicopter, I promise. Va'asa sham mizbeach le'el hanir'eh alecha, which translates literally as, and make there a mizbeach, an altar, for the God who appeared to you, being the God who appeared in last week's Torah portion as Jacob ran for his life. This one act will tie together our Torah portion, our upcoming holiday, Hanukkah, which is all about the rededication of the altar at that particular place, as well as an interesting feature that I saw on television a few weeks ago. Now, I have to share with you, I'm not one who tends to make his life center around television. But when I heard that the Colbert Report would have a Christmas special, I had to tune in. Now, the Colbert Report, that he calls it, for those of you who are unfamiliar with it, is basically the notion that if you can't make sense or argue with the right and conservative elements, most right and most conservative, then you should just make fun of them because there's a lot there to make fun of. So anyway, in the process of doing his Christmas special, he gets a visit from John Stewart, the Jewish member. If that's for me, tell them I'm busy. He gets a phone call. He gets not a phone call. Back on track. He gets a visit from John Stewart. And John has decided that he's going to soft pedal Hanukkah to Stephen Colbert. So here's a little snippet of the song.
So at this point in the sermon, I actually played a small clip, which I'm not going to share here because, well, I just don't want to necessarily play with copyright law, but I can only suggest that you go and listen to the Fresh Air segment that's included in the show notes to this particular show, to the interview between Terry Gross and Stephen Colbert.
So John Stewart is clearly soft-pedaling Hanukkah as best he can. It's an okay holiday, not his most unfavorite time of year. Personally, the pinnacle of this particular song came later on at the end, where he managed to rhyme the words Yontif and Pontif together at the same time. But tonight, I want to talk to you. Can I interest you in Hanukkah? However, before you say yes or no, you should ask the question, which Hanukkah? You see, there's different Hanukkahs that come up over the course of our history. For example, there is the Hanukkah of the military battle. This is from the second book of Maccabees. They celebrated it, that being Hanukkah, for 8 days, with rejoicing in the manner of the Feast of Tabernacles, that being Sukkot, mindful of how, but a little while before, at the Festival of Tabernacles, they had been wandering about like wild beasts in the mountains and caves. This is why, bearing thrists and graceful branches, and also palm leaves, they offered up hymns to God, who had given them success in purifying God's place of worship. They decreed by edict and confirmed by vote that the entire nation of Jews should celebrate these days every year. So that's the Hanukkah of the military battle. Some people like to say that most holidays, Jewish holidays, kind of revolve around we fought, we won, we ate. Thank you. Now, that's one Hanukkah. So can I interest you in that Hanukkah? But then, wait a minute. There are other pieces about Hanukkah, right? So then there's the story of the oil. This comes from the Talmud. On the 25th thereof, Kislev, is the day of Hanukkah. For 8 days, mourning is forbidden. When the Greeks entered the temple, they defiled all the oils that were there. When the house of the Hasmoneans prevailed and won a victory over them, they searched and found only one cruse of oil with the seal of the high priest that was not defiled. It had only enough oil to burn for one, but a miracle happened. It burned for eight, okay? And therefore, they say a great miracle happened here in this story, there for us. The great miracle is not the Phillies winning the World Series, guys. But it's close. So can I interest you in that particular Hanukkah? The Hanukkah that really kind of removes the whole notion of there being a military victory and really wants to focus in on this notion of the one little cruse of oil. Because over the course of time, we had used the Hanukkah story one too many times, and we fought a couple of revolts, and we'd lost a number of times. So the Hanukkah had to change because it was getting us killed, literally. So can I interest you in that Hanukkah? But there's more. Dreidel. The dreidel or sivivon is probably the most famous custom associated with Hanukkah. I have to share with you that I was out and doing some research about something else, and needless to say, I was kind of shocked when I found the picture of the Simpsons playing dreidel at home, because the Simpsons aren't necessarily Jewish. So, but it goes that one 19th century rabbi maintained that Jews played with the dreidel in order to fool the Greeks if they were caught studying Torah, which had been outlawed. Others figured out that the gematria of the different letters on the dreidel, which is numerology with Hebrew letters, equals 358, which, if you go and you check your gematria and you have your gematria calendar with you, actually equals the same number as the word Mashiach or Messiah. However, finally, it also is argued that the dreidel stands for the four kingdoms that have tried to destroy us. Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, the Nun, He for the bad guy whose name we're going to blot out in a little while, Gog of Greece, and Seir, that being Rome. So can I interest you? It's cool? Thank you. No, we do interactive sometimes, so it's fine. So can I interest you in that Hanukkah? Now, Hanukkah actually means to dedicate. And in terms of our history to rededication in a religious sense, many of us really don't know this so well today. We have become too often, as demonstrated by the song in the Colbert Report, apathetic to religious dedication because we're suspicious of it. We've learned the suspicion from our wider culture, sometimes justifiably, other times not. And celebrations and festivals are taught, but not the real difficult, dangerous parts of holidays that we don't necessarily like. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, oh, what's coming up now? We will remember that we won the battle for religious freedom, but it was not less bloody or difficult than any war today. It's just that people tended to be closer to each other when they discharged their weapons. We talk about the oil, but we don't talk about Miriam and her seven sons. who chose to be dedicated to Judaism so that they accepted martyrdom in the Jewish sense of dying helpless for one's faith. We don't necessarily read that particular story. The story of Miriam is tragic. It goes that she had 7 sons, and 6 of them had actually been martyred, and finally there was the youngest, and he was kind of given the choice again to either bow down or face the consequences. And she and he were martyred together at that particular time. When we talk about the 8s that we get out of the holiday, that's also an 8 too. Can I interest you in that Hanukkah? We don't like that Hanukkah too much. So as we go into this holiday, beyond all the laughs and everything else, can I interest you in Hanukkah? Can I interest you in finding a way to be Jewishly dedicated? Can I interest you in not just celebrating our holidays, but also living the morals and ethics that are their foundation? Can I interest you in believing that Judaism has a mission vital to humanity? If all I can interest anyone in, if all we can interest anyone is the radical commercialism that tends to compete with other holidays at this particular time, if all we're doing is celebrating and not getting to the deeper messages, the deeper dimensions of what our holidays mean, we should all consider our interest in Hanukkah, and we should all consider what our holidays really mean and why we celebrate them and what they really stand for if all they are is one big party. Shabbat Shalom.